will call this meeting to order. We do have a quorum. And again, I apologize to all you in person. This isn't ideal having me do this remotely, but hopefully this won't be too difficult. Welcome everybody to the Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission for December the 2nd, 2021. Call this meeting to order and we'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the November 4th meeting, if there's a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from November.
Is there a second?
Eileen, second.
So without objection, the meeting minutes for November 4th, 2021 are approved. We have a very short meeting, looks like today. So our regular agenda is just one petition from the city of Savannah. This will be Bridget Liddy presenting, I'm assuming. That's for 100 block west, looks like 0 block west and 0 block east of Broughton Street, the public art kiosk. We already have approved, and this is just to sort of let us keep abreast of what's going on. Bridget, you can, if you like to give a little background or whatever you want to do, you can take us.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Oh, great. So this is a continuation of a petition that we submitted a couple months ago, I guess earlier this year, time flies when you're having fun, in reference to the Broughton Street Streetscape Improvement Project. As part of this effort, you all have approved two petitions for a series of kiosks that line the middle of the block of Broughton Street, starting at MLK and going all the way to Drayton Street. This is the final petition that we have submitted to you all, building off of the previous approvals, where we're asking for your approval to look at the 100 block of West Broughton Street, the 00 block of West Broughton Street, and the 100 or the 00 block of East Broughton Street for a total of 6 kiosks. Depicting different types of imagery related to the history of Broughton Street and Savannah. And this on the screen, you can kind of see some of the images that we'll be using to highlight the history. Some of them has to do with patriotism, civic and community pride, to skyscrapers and building technology. We've got 2 kiosks that will focus on the civil rights movement, one specifically on the marches and the other on the sit-ins, and then another one focusing on electricity with the lamp posts and the signs, illuminated signs that lined Broughton Street. So it's exciting to kind of see the what it used to be and where it's going today. And so we have in your packet the location of where the kiosks are, as I mentioned, mid-block on both sides of the street. And this is kind of our final package that we're presenting to you. So I'll be willing to answer any questions to the commission.
Thanks, Bridget. Let me before I get into questions from the commission, Leah, ask you a question, and just to clarify and make sure I'm on the right page here. We're not going to vote on this, is that correct? Because we have already approved.
No, yes, you are. You only
We are. Okay.
400 block.
I see.
You
okay.
The 200 block and the 300 block. So now gotcha. You have to approve the 100 and the 0 and then the other 0.
Okay, my apologies. Okay, so thanks for that clarification. So given that, we are voting to approve or not this. Now we can go into commission. Any commissioners have questions of Bridget? Any questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bridget, thank you again for coming in front of us. Just one quick question. Do you have a time frame of when these would be going in?
So it's really contingent upon fabrication. And as you know, with COVID, things are a little bit delayed right now. We anticipate that we anticipate that the project will be fully completed by summer of next year. So I would say by June of next year, they would all be in place. with perfect case scenario. And great question.
And then to that same point, for the previous three, I believe, Leah, that number's accurate. Three blocks.
Yes, there were three. There were three blocks prior for a total of six.
Yeah.
I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So are those on pace, on track, behind, ahead of schedule? What's the schedule for those? I'm just wondering.
Those have not yet been installed. I was just down on Broughton Street the other day, and I was on the west end, and they have not been installed yet, but I can find out and let you all know when they'll be coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions of Bridget? Questions or comments? Bridget, I'd just like to say I appreciate you all being as thorough with this with us as possible. I think, you know, we have discussed the design aspects and all that sort of thing. I think it's really cool. I think all these photos, seeing all these, you know, old historic photos are really cool. And I think it really brings something to the streetscape there on Broughton that hasn't been there before. So that's, I think this will be a huge asset.
Well, I really appreciate y'all's efforts in working with us and getting this moving forward. It's definitely important for us, and it's nice to have a different kind of spin on Broughton Street that highlights the history of our wonderful Main Street.
I have one more quick question, just on the maybe kind of follow up to Sean. But so these are just kind of sort of going up periodically. There's no specific date they're all going to be. I guess what I'm getting at is there going to be like a big reveal, or are these just going to kind of go up?
You know, I don't know, but that's a really great question, because I think we could easily work with you all if you wanted to do some kind of reveal like that and invite you all, as well as some other officials, to kind of celebrate the unique assets and things that we've highlighted. But that's a fantastic idea. I love it. Yeah.
I mean, I would definitely be down for that. I mean, it'd be,
okay.
It'd be a cool thing to just, and it also kind of highlight the fact that it was happening, you know? I mean,
yeah.
People are obviously going to notice it, but I mean, it'd be cool if there was some sort of unveiling or, I don't know, some sort of thing like that.
I will put it on the list, most definitely. That's a great idea. Love it.
Awesome. Any other questions of Bridget or staff?
Mr. Chairman, this is Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, go ahead.
Hi, Bridget. Thank you. These look great. I was down there the other day and noticed the brick walkways and all the new improvement. So is all the power running under the bricks to the kiosk?
Yes, all the power's underground. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because that makes it, if it is under the bricks, that makes it easy to repair if there's ever damage. Okay, I was just wondering when I was walking down the street, like, where is the power running to? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and know this, that the kiosks will have electrical outlets that if there are events on Broughton Street that vendors can plug into if in the event that they do need power. So what you're talking about is actually getting the power to the kiosks. And yes, those are all underground under the bricks.
Oh, that's nice though, that the businesses can plug in if there is something.
Yeah, the vendors, uh-huh.
That's nice.
Yeah, I like that idea too. Any other questions, comments to Bridget? Leah, I apologize. I didn't think that you had anything to say, but did you have anything to say on this?
Bridget covered it. Okay. I scrolled through the images for you. So.
Sorry.
That's okay. Totally fine.
Well, it's like the third time we've been through this, so
I know.
Okay, so no other questions. Bridget, did you have any other comments or anything?
No, just like once again, I wanted to thank you all for working with us and appreciate everything that you do on this project and other projects for the city and the county as well.
Ditto. You do a great job there. We really appreciate it as well. Any discussion from the board about this? Any questions or comments or thoughts? Seems to be pretty much in line with the other petitions we've approved on the Broughton streetscape. Any motion?
This is Sean.
Yes, Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This might be a pure and utter pointless grammatical question, but I just want to make sure that I'm accurate. In the staff recommendation, it states recommend approval of the staff recommends Chatham HSMC Commission recommend approval. Shouldn't that be approve of the public or I?
No, because like it has to go to City Council. So.
Oh, I thought.
Actually, it doesn't have to go to City Council because we had gone through that before with the previous one. Okay. The second one that had come through, and it doesn't have to go through council because council has approved the kiosks in concept, and basically it's you all who are reviewing the content to make sure everything is up to snuff in reference to the standards of your manual.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Right. Oh, yeah, and I think that's where I got confused as well. So, okay, yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, I appreciate the clarification.
You'll just change that when you make motion then.
Sean, do you want to make a motion or anyone?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'll go ahead and do that. Let me make sure I read this right. I make a motion that Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission approve the public art located on the 100 and 00 blocks of West Broughton Street and 00 block of East Broughton Street to the Savannah City.
Period. There should be a period. Just stop there.
So my motion is that we approve the proposal as is.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Is there a second? Any questions?
This is Ashley. A second.
So we'll go down the list. We'll go down the line as we do. Sean, how do you vote?
This is Sean. I vote yay.
Ashley, how do you vote?
This is Ashley. I vote yay.
Lisa, how do you vote?
This is Lisa, yay.
Tom, are you there? How do you vote?
Is Tom there? This is Tom. I vote yay.
And is Eileen there?
Eileen, yay.
We have a full house. So the motion passes. Thank you. And thank you, Bridget, for all the work you do. You all.
Thank you, Commission. Appreciate everything that you do, too.
Absolutely. Okay, that almost concludes our business. I am now to appoint a three-person nominating committee for chair and vice chair. Leah, I have a quick question. Is there any sort of term limit on the chairmanship or anything like that? As I mentioned before, our previous chair stayed in the position for at least 5 years without any voting. So this is a new process, and I want to make sure we're adhering to the standards as we should.
It's supposed to be every year that you appoint.
Yeah. Okay.
And you all are eligible. Each person is eligible for 2 1-year terms within their overall terms for chair, vice chair, and secretary.
Gotcha. Okay.
Lisa's first term as secretary is not up yet. That's why I only have chair and vice chair on here.
And I have a second question about Tom. Tom, you, when does your term end, or do you know?
That's actually a good question.
Let me go get it.
Yeah, I was going to ask this today when I came here.
We were talking about it before. Time. Yeah,
yeah. I have a sense that it is pretty close. If not, I assume this is the last one, actually.
Okay, I think you had mentioned that before. That's why I had asked, because that's just because I mean, you've been on here certainly longer than I have.
Well, 10 years. That's pretty long.
Well, there you go. I think that's the math. Right?
And Mr. Chairman, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean. Yeah.
While we're waiting for Leah to come back, I just wanted to clarify, state just like it was last year, I am not eligible to be, because I'm a de facto, I think is a correct. Thank you, Bree.
Right. Ex officio.
I'm not eligible to be chair or vice chair, but I can sit on the committee.
Okay. Okay.
That's what it was last year.
Okay.
Just to clarify that.
Okay. I appreciate that.
And we're more the lucky for it.
So we're just going to wait to, well, I'll go ahead and nominate the committee. I think I was, we'll just stick with. Who was on the committee last time? Lisa, Tom, I think it was myself, actually. So we'll go with Lisa, Tom, and Sean.
Well, and The question is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the question.
If my term is up, I really probably won't be nominated.
Right. That makes sense. I was getting ahead of myself. You're right. Okay. So yeah, let's wait till Leah has that information. Sorry.
Your term is up at the end of the year. So
that's what I thought this year, right? This
so December
this year is ending too, right?
Okay.
Right. So no. I'm sorry. The end of 2022.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Still got another year, Tom. Your sentence has not expired yet. Okay, so that said, I'll go with what I just said. So I'll nominate the committee of Tom, Lisa, and Sean without any objections. And I suppose you all can just, before the next meeting, I think that's what we did last time, is just sort of have a brief little meeting and get together. I mean, so the way that we do it on the Cultural Affairs Commission is a different process. I mean, there's a sort of a nominating, we each do a piece of paper and nominate someone, and that person accepts, and then we all vote, but that's like 18 people. And so I don't know, unless anyone objects to this process, this seems fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, this is the way we did it last year, and as far as I'm aware, it's completely legal. So
let's just stick with what we know. Okay. I mean, I think that's it. Is if you all, as long as Lisa, Tom, and Sean, you all are okay with that, then I think there's anything else to discuss.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, this is Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, go ahead.
And Aunt Leah, wasn't I appointed secretary at the same time?
Yeah, I'm just looking at that now. I don't know why this is, because it says 2/2/20. Oh, I see. Well, I don't know why this says that. Sorry. Because you haven't been secretary for 2 years, have you? Has it been that long already?
No, oh, just wow. 1 year.
Because this says two.
No, It was the same meeting that we appointed Christopher and Tom.
Yeah, I don't know why I had you on as secretary from 20 to 21 as well.
Just wait, seems like you were having... No, just 1 year so far.
Okay, I got to fix that. So yes, I'm sorry, my apologies. So we do need a nomination for chair, vice chair, and secretary.
Wait, hold this thought.
I'm getting confused now.
So I was just thinking, I took over when, I'm forgetting her name, left.
Likely, yeah.
Yes. I took over secretary once she left. So when that was...
I mean, that seems like it was more than a year ago, though.
Yeah.
Could I suggest maybe we... Oh, yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Sorry. This might add some clarity. This might also throw another monkey wrench in. But for the past 2 years, this is now, I guess, my third year sitting on the commission.
I don't keep track of yours because you're appointed by Park and Tree.
So that's the other people. Darn it. So the first time that I sat on it, it was Tom and now Alderwoman Blakely and myself, and we discussed it prior to the meeting, and right. It was Chairman Nick, I can't remember his last name.
Henry,
yeah. Yes. And the vice chair was yourself, Christopher.
Chris, yep.
And then
yes, right, that's right.
Not Tom. Who was the other gentleman who
that was before me?
No, he was I cannot remember his name.
You're trying to think of a chairman or a board?
No,
member?
The other commissioner. I can't remember. Whatever. So that was the first time that I sat on it. Then last year, It was pretty much every single person on the commission except for Dr. Henry. And Lisa, you were nominated for the secretary last year while we were all in that room.
Yeah.
The meeting.
Okay. Yep. So that would be 2020.
Sense. And okay. I think Lisa took over for, what was his name? It could have, what was the name?
What did you say? Oh, Eli was,
it could have been, I thought it was, Eli was, I think Lisa took over for Eli. Don't quote me on that. Or no, well, sorry. I think that might be right. Either Eileen or Ashley who took over for Eli.
I either way, it sounds like Lisa, you're about to finish your first term as secretary.
Okay.
Therefore, we'll need nominations for chair, vice chair, and secretary. And Tom, I think you might be right, because I think your first term ended 12/31/2016, and it's a 5-year term. So I think you're right. So you don't want to leave us, though, do you?
That's like, I wouldn't know what else to do.
He's grandfathered into the commission.
So I guess technically, I mean, that is the end of your 10 years. Believe it or not, 10 years. So we'll need a different, I mean, you all can nominate whomever you like, but we can't nominate Tom for a second term as vice chair.
Okay. Let me ask this, since there seems to be, could we get a definitive, maybe we could clarify this by the next meeting and make sure that we're not just guessing.
Yep, sure will. Pam, are you that there?
I asked Bree to look at the minutes. So that we can determine from the minutes.
And we can do this. I mean, we don't have to wait right now unless you think you can do it right now. But I mean, we could follow this up at the next
meeting. Yeah, no, I'll follow up.
That way we know for sure, and everybody, we're all not just guessing or whatever.
Yeah, it just looks like there might be a couple errors in my form here.
I mean, that wouldn't be, you know, I've had issues with my terms and being told I was up for a term or needed to reapply and didn't and stuff like that. So that stuff does happen. So
we'll
be able to confirm it in the next. We'll do that. We'll confirm it. And then by the next meeting, we'll have allocate some sort of time for you all to make your deliberative process.
Oh, and just so everybody remembers, Sean cannot serve in any of these positions because he's ex officio from Park and Drake.
Yes, yeah, Sean did point that out, and yes, that is correct. So.
It must have been while I was sprinting out of the room to print this.
Thank you for correcting the Latin for me, though.
Yeah. So, Leah, do we have, I mean, is there an agenda for next, for January? Do we know that there will be a meeting? Could there not be? Is there an item already for the agenda?
Christopher, hold on 1 second.
No problem.
So this is correct with Lisa. So Lisa, you came in October of 2019, and you were voted in as secretary in February 2020.
Okay.
Okay. So we solved that one, but we still don't know definitively if Tom's term expires.
Well, I had it written down as 2016 to 2022 wouldn't make sense, but to 2021 makes sense. So.
Right. Okay.
I'm sure that one's right too.
Oh, we'll be sorry to see you go, Tom.
I know.
Been a mainstay. Okay. Well, we'll take this up at the next meeting. And so, Leah, I was just wondering if there was an item for the agenda for next meeting, or we're not sure yet.
Yes, we already have two murals.
Okay, so there will be a meeting on January.
Yes, both for that Matadora. That new apartment complex by Henny Penny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, two murals for that building. And today's the deadline, so I don't know if we'll get anything else by 5, but that's what we have so far.
Okay, well, so there will be a meeting on January the 6th. Did anyone else have any comments or questions before we adjourn?
I have one comment. This is Lisa. If anybody has drives down Waters, check out the mural at I think it's 69th and Waters. We approved it a few months ago. And it was fantastic.
Yes.
Mural on the dance studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Lisa, thank you for saying that. And Eileen actually had some photos. But yes, anyone who hasn't gone down there should look, because that was something we approved and it looks quite lovely.
Mr. Chairman, that actually, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that actually kind of made me think of another idea. Or another thought. Speaking, thank you, Lisa, for mentioning Waters and murals. I guess two and a half years or so ago, there was some after the fact mural that was approved on Waters, and I don't know the exact street, but it's if you're coming from Waters headed downtown, away from Daffin Park. It's on the left-hand side.
Near Victory?
Yes.
The Freedom mural?
Yes.
It's gone, yeah.
But as of a couple of days ago, like last week or so, I saw another mural show up in basically that exact same spot.
Oh.
Also by the exact same artist. And the reason I wanted to mention that was I thought that mural had gone, and then, like I said, it came all the way back up again, and I didn't know if it still fit under that.
I'll check it out.
Okay. But you know exactly which area, like it's
I know
almost
exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. The Freedom Mural. Well, it was a Freedom Mural near Victory and Waters. And
yes. Yep. Like if you're standing at Daffin Park on the other side, on the Blessed Sacrament side, look straight down towards the river and you'll see it.
Yep. We're talking about the same spot.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Sean. And
actually, while we're on that topic, I got a determination from your chairman. Yamacraw Art Park they're repairing what they have there. I'm going to review that at staff level. They're repairing the art park.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Leah. Yes, so... as per the master plan and guidelines, so the Yamacraw Art Park by Jerome Meadows, who I think most of us know, has been in disrepair for a very long time. They are actually repairing it to its former glory. So that is already a project that has been approved, and there's nothing happening to it other than them repairing it. So per Leah explained to me that per the master plan and guidelines, as long as the chair deems it okay, that they can approve those repairs at staff level. And thank you for bringing that up, Leah. So if anyone has any questions or issues with that, we can definitely talk about that. If anybody has
Sean
any-
Sean is emphatically raising his hand.
Yes, Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. Sorry, apparently I have the memory of like nothing today. So thank you for mentioning the Yamacraw Art Village or Art Park, whatever, the correct name of it is. That actually exact issue came up for discussion at the month three in December. So November Park and Tree Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Director Denny was discussing that, and it will be coming in front of the Park and Tree Commission. There's something not entirely ripe is what he'd said for the November meeting. So it's going to be brought at the December meeting, which is the third Wednesday of the month. I'm not looking at a calendar. So Director Denny will be presenting that. I don't know how much, I would assume that there's a lot of overlap between what.
It's probably the same application that he gave to me.
Yeah.
What I will do is I will, and don't let me forget, Bree, that I will attach the decision to your agenda for next month so you all can see what was approved.
Okay, that would be great. Yeah, that would be great.
If you would like, I can also forward the Zoom info to Leah, and then Leah, you can distribute to the commission for the Park and Tree Commission
meeting
if anybody wants to join, with the exception of Eileen, because she already has to be there.
Yeah, that would be great, Sean. Thank you. I appreciate that. So if anyone on this commission wants to participate, please feel free. But I'm definitely open to any questions or comments regarding that. I did make that decision, made that determination that it didn't seem like it needed to be voted on because it already has been approved, and it's just there's nothing materially different that's happening as far as the artistic components. But if anyone on this commission has any questions or any objections, I'm definitely open to hearing any of that. And we can certainly discuss it at the next meeting when we have more information as well. Doesn't sound
Sean
like
is raising his Wait, hand again.
Sorry, I'm
go ahead.
Sorry, Christopher.
Go ahead.
And Leah, please correct me. But so what Director Denny had emailed me is they're talking about renaming it from Yamacraw Art Park to Yamacraw Square.
Now that's a separate issue. If that's something that's not being considered right now, is that right, Leah? That's a separate issue than what we're talking about right now.
That was not in my application.
Yeah, I know I know what you're talking about, Sean, but that's not a determination that I made, by the way. I want to make sure that's clear. I've heard
that's what is going to be.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. November. I do know that there is whisperings that that's happening, but if that does happen, that is something that we would have to vote on. But I just want to make it clear to everyone else that is not the thing that I weighed in on. simply right now, and thanks for clarifying, Sean. But right now, the only thing that staff is reviewing is just the repairs. That any kind of renaming would actually have to go through a process.
Yes, if that comes up, I will bring that to you all. I will not, vote. I will not make a decision on anything like that.
That would definitely have to come through our commission. But that's not the element that we're referring to right now. Just to be clear. And we can certainly, I mean, Leah, if you want to just put that on the agenda for the next meeting so we can make sure we're clear on everything, that we could do that. Or whenever the meeting happens, I guess, whenever post park and tree discussion. Okay, any other, go ahead, Sean. Was someone going to say something?
Nope.
Any other comments, questions? Okay. Without objection, then we will adjourn this meeting, and we will have a next meeting on January the 6th, 2022, in the new year.
Happy New Year, everyone. See you then.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.